chime in. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. So my first word today is Happy Easter to each and everyone. Now, in the reading that we have just heard, it told us that on that first resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ during his time, that very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, they went to the tomb and they found an empty tomb. They did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. So the women were confused. Why? If you note that in the reading, they brought with them spices for the embalmment of the body. So they were looking for a corpse. That is why the angel chided them for their confusion. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. So they came looking for the dead. They hadn't believed the words of Jesus about the resurrection. So before the women, now not only confused, but also afraid, could even ask the next question, so where should we look for the living Lord? The two angels already told them, remember what Jesus said to you while he was in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day. And according to the gospel reading, the women remembered his words. Did you ever ask the question, what did the women remember? Or what does it mean to remember? Yes, the word remember. This is the same word that was used by the criminal on the cross. Remember that Jesus was crucified between two thieves, two criminals. And one of them said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. To remember here means more than just to think about the person. Because the answer of Jesus to the criminal suggested more than just that. Jesus said, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. So for Jesus to remember this criminal meant to make him present in his kingdom. Yes, remember, the word remember also appears in the account of the Last Supper when Jesus tells the disciples about after the blessing of the bread and the chalice, do this in remembrance of me. Do this to remember me. This remembering is more than just thinking about. This remembering is more than just that. It is doing. That is putting into practice in our lives in remembrance of the Lord. So what are the lessons that we can draw from the empty tomb? The first lesson I would suggest is that question that we ask ourselves, where do we seek the living Lord? We do not seek him among the dead. We seek him among the living. And when we find him, what is the next question that we can ask ourselves? And that is the second lesson. To find the answer in seeking the living Lord by remembering his words and by doing. That is, putting his words into practice in our lives. In other words, we remember in order to do. In a few moments, we will be renewing our baptismal promises. And then we will be sprinkled with the baptismal water blessed at the vigil of Easter yesterday. Since we have been talking about remembering and doing, what is it that we should remember about the solemn promises that we are renewing? And secondly, how are we doing this remembering in our lives? I suggest the following three things. First, I hope that we will remember that when we were baptized, we have been called in a personal way by God. The prophet Isaiah beautifully puts it thus, "And God who created you, who formed you, said, 'Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. You are precious in my sight, and I love you.'" Let us live accordingly as precious and beloved children of God that baptism makes of each and every one of us. Secondly, we remember that when we were baptized, we were incorporated into the body of Christ, which is the church. In particular, we are incorporated into our local church. Jesus, our Savior, Anglican Church, is our local church. It is our spiritual home. We remember that we belong here, and this is where we will continue to grow and flourish as disciples of Christ. And lastly, I would like us to remember that by renewing our baptismal promises, we are reminded that we are sent and commissioned to become a living remembrance of the person of Jesus in the lives of all people that we meet in our lives. Let us make others we encounter in our lives remember Jesus Christ, because we are Christ-like in our words, in our actions, in our dealings with everyone. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.